Chester.
I wouldn't know who else would know of that kind of, except somebody working on the line.
Somebody who's on the fencing crew.
Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Weefald. The commission is holding a special meeting today. It's 10 a.m., January 18th, 2008, in the commission hearing room. Joining me today at the commission meeting are my fellow commissioners, Commissioner Tony Clark and Commissioner Kevin Kramer. Before we start, do either of my fellow commissioners have anything they'd like to say?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
We have three items on the agenda. Two relate to the Northern States Power Company electric rate increase application, SW1. I move the commission issue a notice of intent to award contract for consulting services to Snavely King, Majoris, O'Connor & Lee, Inc., in Northern States Power Company's electric rate increase application, case number PU07776.
Second.
This is basically a procedural issue. The commission needs to issue a notice of intent to award contract, even though we have only received one bidder on this particular contract. But it does make all of this public of what has occurred. Everything seems to be in order, and I recommend approval.
It also gets the clock going, right?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
SW2, I move the commission issue a contract for consultant services to Snavely King, Majoris, O'Connor, and Lee, Inc., and Northern State Power Company's electric rate increase application, case number PU07776.
Second.
This is a contract for consultant services with Snavely King. It's for the amount of not to exceed $50,000. Again, everything seems to be in order in this case, and I would like to thank staff for giving this attention so that it can be entered into in a timely manner.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That ends the items in my portfolio. Next, we go to Commissioner Kramer.
Great. KC1, I move the commission grant the request for changes in the original permitted transmission line route in case number PU07596, Belfouche Pipeline Company's application for the construction of approximately 32 miles of 8-inch crude oil pipeline and associated facilities extending from the Bowline Field to an interconnect with Enbridge Pipelines in North Dakota LLC near Alexander, all in McKenzie County of North Dakota.
Second.
The company came in with two slight deviations from the route that was approved in November. One was to accommodate the constructability of the line, and another to accommodate landowner concerns. There's a slight deviation. All of the pipeline is still on the same, still on the property of the same landowners as the previously approved route. The one deviation was a small bend in the line to avoid a landowner who didn't want the pipeline through his property. It was originally designed with a large kind of curve. But given the lack of flexibility of steel, it would be easier to square off the two bends and straighten the route. The other was, which is about a mile in length, will be moved a few hundred meters to the west to avoid proximity to a number of infrastructures and minimize also the access to a sort of marshy area near a stream crossing. It still crosses the stream, but crosses it in a manner that is a little drier, I guess. Reroutes were deemed to be significant enough to bring to the commission's attention as opposed to being handled by staff, but everything seems to be in order, and I recommend approval.
I would just like to recognize the work that Patrick Fahn and Bill Binnick did on this work. There was a very short turnaround time on this matter. Our staff really assisted the commission in taking a close look at this in a very timely way. And also, it isn't an easy thing to come up with an order for the commission to sign and to get the paperwork ready in a very, very short turnaround time. So there was a lot of good staff work done on this, and just to let them know, we appreciate their hard work on this issue.
Well, there's no question, and these two staff members and all of our staff, but these two in particular, have been very busy with these types of cases, and we see a number of the possibly many more coming down the pipe, if you excuse the expression. And they've done a great job with it, but also appreciate the company's willingness to assist a little bit too in contacting a number of state agencies so that we could shorten this time frame a little bit.
This, I think it's just worth noting that the North Reroute, which is the mile long one, not only does the things that Commissioner Kramer noted, but it minimizes potential surface and stormwater impacts by avoiding that marshy area. It moves the pipeline further away from occupied dwelling and developed areas of the city of Alexander, avoids routing through a landowner's stock pond and feedlot, and moves the pipeline further away from the municipal drinking wells of the city of Alexander. So it seemed to accomplish a lot of good things.
I just can't help but think of those pipeline workers out there today. We sort of joked that Friday was going to be a little cold when we were scheduling this special meeting, and we were right. Now they can get to work and get warm again.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that ends the items on the commission's agenda today. Are there any questions? Okay. And if there aren't any questions, then the commission is now going to move down and...
We do have one administrative matter. Is that to be at this meeting? I think, yeah.
Yes,
the scheduling of the next Keystone work session.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Let me go get my
I didn't bring my
PDA.
Calendar. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can we do that?
Can we just continue it till after the work session? That makes more sense anyway.
Thank you.
To be honest. All right, that's great with me.
Thank you.
Thanks.